Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting sixth. The second baseman, George Grantham. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Harris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Meadows. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Lee Meadows. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Carlson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hal Carlson. And now, play ball. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meadows fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett bunts towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Grimm moves to second. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck strikes out. Two outs. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett fires to first and picks off Wehner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris can't make a play. That's a base hit. Adams moves to third. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heathcote hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adams tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnhart hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carmen Hill now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 0 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote now playing center field. Earl Webb now playing right field. Pye Traynor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traynor is 0 for 1 in the game. Traynor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 1 in the game. Grantham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Pirates. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gooch for the out. Two outs. Carmen Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Traynor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Barnhart hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Heathcote moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Kremer now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. Beck is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0-for-2 in the game. Carlson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Right fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on right. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. English hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-2 in the game. Gooch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Gooch reaches second base with a double. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Brickell pinch runs for Johnny Gooch. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brickell tags and moves to third. Two outs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-3 in the game. Barnhart hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Smith now catching. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Heathcote hits a pop-up towards short. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wehner for the out. One out. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Beck throws to second for one, and English throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Trainer moves to second. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Grantham takes first base on ball four. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-3 in the game. Beck takes first base on ball four. Pete Scott pinch hits for Hal Carlson. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.